Hey guys, welcome back to the Her Paper Route podcast. I'm your host, Chelsea Clark, and today I'm sitting down with my friend Erica Kullberg. She's a lawyer and she's also a successful YouTuber as well. And we're going to be talking about the importance of trademarking and why you should be trademarking your business name, your blog name, your product names, your offers, and all that good stuff, why it's so important to have a trademark for your business. And Erica has an incredibly helpful resource to help you get your trademarks registered affordably. And I'm also going to be grilling her on how she grew her YouTube channel to over 100,000 subscribers in under 2 years. So you're not gonna wanna miss this episode. There's tons of juicy goodness in here. So let's just get started.
You're listening to the Her Paper Route podcast, a show all about money and entrepreneurship with host Chelsea Clark. Chelsea is a marketing strategist and the founder of HerPaperRoute.com, a friendly and supportive hive for ambitious, passionate entrepreneurs like you to learn how to growth hack your idea into a profitable business. We encourage you to fearlessly tackle your wildest goals. We know that as your own boss, you can deliver your unique message and make more paper. You just need a plan. Here's your host, Chelsea Clark.
Welcome to the show, Erica.
Thank you so much for having me, Chelsea.
Thank you so much for being here. I love connecting with you. It's been almost a year since the last time we collaborated on something. That was the virtual summit last year. So I'm so happy that you got to come and be on the podcast. I'm really excited.
I can't believe time flies like that. You are always busy and doing things. That's amazing that it's been a year already.
It is kind of crazy that it's been a year, but like speaking of doing things, oh my goodness, like, congratulations on 100,000 YouTube subscribers. That's amazing.
Thank you. I never imagined I would get there. I never imagined 100,000 people would watch me, but here we are.
It's so cool. That is huge. So why don't we start by letting yourself just sort of share with us how you got your start as a content creator and specifically also how you found yourself in the field of law, because that's really cool and so unusual too.
Sure. So I am a lawyer by background. I did corporate law, specializing in mergers and acquisitions and project finance. My reason for going to law school was always like I wanted to help people, and I felt like law school was a way to enable me to do that. But then, of course, somehow I winded up in corporate law, where you're just helping these Fortune 500 CEOs get richer. And so it's kind of the not what I went to law school for, but I had $200,000 of student loans. So the path kind of led me there just so I could pay them off as quickly as possible. But about a year and a half ago, I left my law firm job to start my own legal tech company called Plugin Law. And then at the same time, I wanted to do something completely unrelated to law, completely out of my comfort zone. So that is when I started my YouTube channel as well. And my YouTube channel is all about personal finance. So making money, saving money, investing, passive income, all of that. So really, I wear two hats right now, one as a lawyer and the founder of this legal tech company, and then the other as a YouTuber. And so it's been a fun past year, very exciting. I've learned a lot in the online space that I didn't know before. I mean, a year and a half ago, I'm just thinking I wasn't on YouTube. I didn't know what affiliate marketing was. Like, I didn't know any of these terms that everyone in the online world knows, but I'm learning, and it has been so much fun.
That is just incredible. In less than a year and a half, all of that that you have built and created and have grown with such success. Just congratulations. That is so, so cool.
Thank you.
When you were working in the law firm in mergers and acquisitions, I'm going to ask this question because our podcast is a website investing podcast, and our audience are people who buy and sell online businesses. And some are in the larger corporations that actually buy smaller businesses. So we get into the mergers and acquisition stuff a little bit. What was that like when you were providing law services for those big Fortune 500 companies? What was your like day-to-day like? And I'm sure it's so different than what your day-to-day is like now.
I mean, it was 100 hours a week. It was when deals are in the works or near closing, it's very crazy, very hectic. A lot of meetings, a lot of typing, a lot of middle of the night calls.
And so now what is your day-to-day like now on the other side of that?
Every day, as you can imagine, as I'm sure you can relate to, is different. So yesterday, for example, I did a podcast recording in the morning, and then in the afternoon I did stuff for Plug and Law, and then in the evening I was frantically scripting and filming a YouTube video to get out.
Do you batch record your YouTube videos, or do you just kind of do it when you feel inspired?
Ideally, you should batch record, and that's the advice I give to everyone else, but because life is a bit hectic for me, I end up usually just recording one and then posting it, and then the next and then posting it. But the ideal scenario is to batch record. That's for sure the most productive way to do it.
I mean, that's true. That's often advice that I give too. And sometimes I'm able to batch, but it's really hard, isn't it, to actually dedicate a full day or even just a chunk of hours to doing one thing, you know, when you have so many things on the go.
Yeah, it's very difficult. I don't practice what I preach most of the time.
Well, I love the honesty. So I know nowadays you, with Plug and Law, you're focusing on a few different digital products that you have that help business owners. And one of those things is you have a trademark bundle. So I'd love to dive into that. But first, before we discuss the trademark bundle, can you let us know as business owners, what do we need to know about trademarks? Like, why are trademarks important?
Sure. So we'll take a few steps back and I'll start with what a trademark is. So
great.
A trademark is any word or phrase or logo that helps consumers identify the source of a product or service. So for example, Starbucks is a trademark. You can do a phrase like Just Do It, which is famously Nike's. Or you can do a logo or design element. So an example of that is on your Starbucks cup, you get that green mermaid logo. So that's a trademark as well. So they're basically, we encounter hundreds of them every day. And the reason why you want to register a trademark at the United States Patent and Trademark Office, which we'll call the USPTO, is mostly because you want that ownership of it. You want the peace of mind of knowing that it's yours. It adds incredible brand value to your company. So just as an example, McDonald's estimated brand value is $130 billion. So
wow.
Obviously I'm not there yet, but we all have to think about our companies and our business names and our logos in terms of like, where do we see it going? If we see it growing, we really want to protect it at the beginning, even if we're small and even if we think we're too small to do these things like register a trademark. And it's going to also allow you broad national protection across all 50 states. It allows you to sue in federal court if you believe that your trademark is being infringed upon by a competitor. And then one of the big things I talk about is it prevents you from the headache of having to rebrand your company. So really the last thing you want is to spend a lot of money building up your brand, you know, creating all the social media presence, and then find out that another company is already using a very similar registered trademark mark. Because what could happen is you could be on the receiving end of a cease and desist letter and have to rebrand everything. And that's kind of the worst case scenario. That's kind of a nightmare. And so for all of those reasons, but let's also talk about the positive, which is that you really just get this peace of mind of knowing that you have a federally registered trademark. It's yours to use. It shows other people that you have a serious and legitimate business. When people see that R symbol, that means that you have a federally registered trademark. And so it gives people this comfort that, you know, your customers and clients get this comfort that they're working with a very serious business and you get to use that R symbol to show everyone that it's yours. So in a nutshell, those are kind of the benefits and the reasons why you would want to register a trademark.
That is fantastic. Yes. And I feel like it feels so good. So I've trademarked a few of my company names and also my product names now. And like every time I do it, it just feels like, yes, why didn't I do this sooner? Like it's just a good thing as a business owner to do. So I would love it if you could share like what could go wrong if we don't trademark. You touched on a few things there. What else can go wrong if we didn't trademark our business or our product name?
Yeah, I mean, one of the things to realize about trademarks is you can actually register or apply for a trademark, before you're even using the name that you want to trademark in business. So for instance, if you are starting to create this epic course and you have this wonderful course name that you've picked out, or if you're about to launch a podcast actually, and you have this amazing podcast name that you've picked out, you can trademark it before you even start the trademark, or I'm sorry, before you even start the podcast. And again, it goes back to this main reason of you want to do it because it prevents others from being able to register that trademark as soon as you register it. So if you have a podcast name that you are obsessed with, even if you haven't started the podcast, the general advice is to apply as soon as possible so that you can secure those rights. And so the worst case scenario is if you work so hard to get this podcast started and then you find out like, oh no, this is already registered or someone else has this, that could, again, force you to rebrand and cost a lot of money and it's not yours anymore. So
yeah, that's not fun if that happens. So trademark early, everybody. And now, Erica, so I just sort of mentioned it, but I'd love it if you could explain all about the trademark bundle that you have created.
Yeah, so Plugin Law, I guess, exists to make legal simple. So my whole mission was, because I had spent so many years helping the Fortune 500 CEOs who could afford to pay me $1,000 an hour, I really wanted to create a company where we made the legal stuff simple and made it accessible for real people, like entrepreneurs and small business owners, just like myself right now. And so with the trademark bundle, which is one of the services that we offer, what we do is we ask you a few questions about your trademark. You know, how are you using it? What's the trademark? Who's the owner of the trademark? Tell us about you. And then we take all of that information. And by the way, when we ask those questions, it takes about 15 minutes to fill out. And we have videos of me explaining each question, so you feel really confident about your answers. And then once you answer that, we take those questions and answers, and we actually handle all of the paperwork on the back end at the USPTO. So we handle all of that headache, all of the getting it ready for you, and all we need from you is a virtual signature. And then again, we handle submitting it to the USPTO, and you're going to receive a confirmation that says, hey, congratulations, you've applied for a federal trademark. And so that's the trademark bundle. It's really to make it simple for you so that it'll take you about 15 minutes to just get it done and get this headache out of the way.
It's so good and so helpful. And like you say, it's just so simple. You answer a few questions and then you guys really take care of everything. And that relieves so much stress and the unknown of having to figure out how to register a trademark on your own. I have registered a trademark in the past on my own. And man, yes, there is a lot of paperwork and things you need to know. So having someone like Erica on your side is just worth its weight in gold.
And another thing I should add is that you can, of course, hire an attorney to do it for you, an individual attorney, but an attorney is going to charge probably between $2,000 to $3,000. And when I was creating the trademark bundle, I just realized that most small business owners, most entrepreneurs starting out, simply don't have that much to spend. And if they're going to spend that, they probably have all of these other things that they need to spend, like marketing and, you know, all of these other important things. So because of that, we wanted to offer an alternative to hiring a lawyer.
And now everyone listening at home, Erica has offered an incredible discount for her Paperoot podcast listeners on her trademark bundle. This trademark guide includes everything you need to know to get your trademark set up, and it also includes the filing of your trademark completed by a lawyer. And everyone listening, you guys get 30% off the entire trademark bundle today when you go to herpaperoot.com/mark, that's M-A-R-K, and enter the coupon code at checkout, ChelseaVIP. Again, go to herpaperoot.com/mark, and then at checkout, enter the code ChelseaVIP, and that will give you 30% off Erica's trademark bundle. You guys, that saves you $239. You cannot beat this amazing deal. So go and get your trademark bundle right away. your YouTube channel that is blowing up. I know that people listening, they're going to want to know what has been your strategy to grow your channel in less than 2 years to 100,000 subscribers, which is amazing. What have you done?
For YouTube, my best advice is to find something that you really enjoy talking about and just get out there. Put your first video out there. There are so many people who let a lot of the fears stop them. And I was kind of like that too. Like I had all of these fears when I was starting off on YouTube, you know, I'm not really good on camera. I don't like speaking. I'm not a public speaker and I don't know editing. And I had all of these fears, but really all it takes to succeed on YouTube is post your first video, stay consistent, talk about something that you're genuinely passionate about so that you can keep creating content even when only a few people are viewing your content. Because the truth is, it's not necessarily like a straight line up to 100,000. It took a lot longer to get my first 1,000 subscribers than it did to get than my next 10,000 subscribers, right? So you have to love it so much that you're going to be consistent through the dry periods where only your friends are watching your videos.
That's such great advice. And that's something that I think people get stuck on because they start all excited. They put all this effort in and then they realize, well, nobody's really watching. And that period can last for months. But if you can kind of push through it and keep on putting out content as if you have thousands and thousands of people watching, eventually you really will. So you are a testament to that. So thank you for sharing that advice.
Yeah, absolutely. And just to give you concrete numbers, like it took me 3 months of posting a video each week to get to 1,000 subscribers. And then about another 3 months to get to 2,000. And then 30 days to get from 2,000 subscribers to 50,000. So things can really change for you quickly as long as you're consistent about it and just constantly trying to improve. I got a lot of press in the past year in Business Insider, CNBC, Inc. magazine, and it's been amazing. But the truth, the honest truth is it actually rarely drives traffic to the YouTube channel. So I tell my friends this, like press is basically just to add credibility to your website, just being able to add like those logos. It doesn't actually drive like tons of YouTube subscribers. You know, a lot has changed for me in the past year, and it wasn't necessarily easy at the beginning. I think the first 3 months, a lot of people say, you know, like my first 30 days in business, I made $10,000. But my first 3 months in business, I made pretty close to $0. I think like month one was $0, month two was maybe a couple hundred dollars, and month three was also a couple hundred dollars. So even though I'm sure the people that Chelsea is interviewing, you're seeing like these success stories, always keep in mind that it's not necessarily like that at the beginning. So just try to power through and stay passionate about it, stay driven, and don't expect results right away because these, you know, good things take time. And so I would just say like, don't get discouraged if things aren't necessarily where you want them to be, because you can accomplish a lot more in a year than you can in a month. So just be nice to yourself about that.
Oh, that's so well said. Thank you, Erica. So what are you working on these days? What's next for you?
I am now ramping up my YouTube efforts. So I've ramped it up to 2 videos a week. For Plug & Law, we are constantly thinking about new services and products that we can add to help our customers. So we are adding in, so right now we have the trademark bundle, which we talked about, the legal bundle, and the legal bundle is just for the 3 website policies that every blogger, entrepreneur, website owner needs. And so it includes that privacy policy, terms and conditions, and disclaimer. And so we are working on launching a 3rd offering, and that should be announced within the next month or so. So we're really excited about that. And I can't give away the secret quite yet, but know that we have been listening to our customers and what they need. So we're going to try to solve that next problem.
Very cool. I'm so excited to hear what that's going to be when it's announced. So where can everybody find and follow you online?
For YouTube, it's youtube.com/Erica2, and Erica is with a K. And then I think Chelsea will go ahead and leave in the show notes all of the links to Plug & Law. And And I also have, if anyone is interested, I also have a YouTube course called Mastering YouTube. And it basically walks you step by step through how to get your first 1,000 subscribers, how to get your first video out there. And it shows you the exact steps that I took to get from 0 subscribers to making over $100,000 from YouTube in under a year. So I always say, like, if I can do it, I really think that anyone can do it. So if you're interested in that course, Chelsea will leave it in the link as well.
So good. Thank you so much, Erica.
Thank you so much. Really appreciated this, and it was fun catching up with you.
And everybody at home, thank you for hanging out with us and listening to this episode today. To get more of this type of content, the best way to get into the community is to literally join the Her Paper Route community. Upgrade to our secret society, the Her Paper Route Insiders. This is a group where we meet weekly live over Zoom. We have a group mastermind coaching sessions where we discuss our blog and business development. You can ask me any questions you have about growing and monetizing your content. And plus, when you are a member of the Her Paper Route Insiders Society, you actually unlock training and resources that is not available anywhere else. Courses and masterclasses by myself and guest mentors that we only share with our private coaching group. So to become a member of that, go to herpaperroot.com/lab, herpaperroot.com/lab. And I hope to see you live next Saturday.
Thanks for tuning into the Her Paper Route podcast. We hope you found this episode helpful. If you did, please say so by leaving us a review and be sure to share this episode with your friends. For more entrepreneurship resources and to connect with Chelsea, swing by herpaperroute.com. Now go make something.